Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5:15, time to start the weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. PM team, Black and Gold Football Friday. Our football tailgate rolls on. Get on our YouTube channel because our stream is down. Get on our text line and tell us what you're drinking, what your happy hour move is. Doesn't have to be.
Our guy BLV in the YouTube line says he's been chilling in the easy chair listening to the show. And honestly, man, that sounds like a delightful Friday
afternoon.
I mean,
it could be a nice glass of tea or cup of tea. It doesn't have to be doesn't have to be a pounder. Doesn't have to be a tall boy.
What's over there for you? Peach berry cobbler.
Yeah, I'm going to try this in a second.
I got an IPA. It's got one of those, you know what it's got on it? It's got that old TV design.
Yep.
The little knobs you had to twist, VHF
antennas,
and UHF.
Things of that nature.
Yeah.
Fan Outlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're now joined by CBS analyst, Steelers Super Bowl champion, Bryant McFadden. Bryant, I have some amazing news for you. I am personally guaranteeing a Steelers win against the Browns.
Tell me why.
Because the Steelers have not lost to the Browns here in a regular season game since you were still at Florida State, or maybe when you were still in high school. Where were you in 2003? Were you playing?
He'd been in college because he was on the Steelers.
Were you playing with who would have been the? Well, obviously Bowden would have been the coach there. Wyatt Sexton was the quarterback at Florida State, I do believe. A man that I think got
year.
I think the guy got Lyme disease or something.
He did.
And ended his football career. Very sad
story.
Or was
that Drew Weatherford?
Ooh.
Now I can't remember, Pony.
Yeah. Oh well. Anyways, you disagree with me, B-Mac? You think the Browns are going to win?
No, I don't disagree with you. I just wanted to hear your why. I mean, you always got to follow trends. Especially when it comes to the game of football. But, yeah, I mean, we've been dominant against the Cleveland Browns, regardless who the quarterback has been, for 20-plus years. Why should it change now?
And they've got a horrible rest situation. Tell me if you think this is a big deal. The Steelers had a week off. The Browns had to play in London last week. And now they've got to come back here and play on Sunday. You made the jaunt over to Dublin and had a good time. What do you make of that whole deal? Steelers get 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Browns got to turn right around and play on Sunday.
I mean, you would think that would put the Browns at a disadvantage, but that's the unique thing about the NFL that you have to love and you have to appreciate. When you think you know, you don't know, right? How many times have we seen things play out the opposite? So I'm not expecting the Browns to come in sluggish. I'm not expecting the Browns to come in lackadaisical. This is a divisional game, and, you know, you look at what they've done in a division in years past, regardless of how bad they've been fighters in the division.
B-Mac, let me ask you a question about that. I just brought it up, and it was a point that I made to Pony, and it seems like a paradox, but here's what I think about this game, because I think it's going to be one of those classic Steelers games where it's one score either way in the fourth quarter, probably the Steelers holding on to a lead, and I think it's going to come down to probably the last possession or two. I think if you had a Browns team in this game that had Joe Flacco still and was willing to sling it around a little bit because they trusted Flacco if they could keep him upright, you'd actually have a better chance of the Steelers just getting him on a bad day, picking him off, and maybe making this lopsided. But it feels to me like with the Browns having Gabriel, they're going to be pretty conservative, pretty buttoned up, rely on their defense, rely on their running game, and I think that's going to make this closer than maybe it otherwise would be.
I mean, just look at what we saw last night, you know, with the Giants, you know, going with Jackson Dart, a younger quarterback, more vibrant, more energy.
Yeah.
He's jump-started the offense. And to your point, if I'm Pittsburgh, I would rather play against Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He can't move. You know, he can't extend plays if need be. You look at the offensive line, they haven't been bad, but they have been vulnerable in spots. And if you, the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's what you want. You want a guy who's more stagnant in the pocket than a guy who can move around. And this will be Dylan Gabriel's second start. So one would think he would be a little more acclimated to what they're running there and having more of a command on the offense. But at the end of the day, regardless who the quarterback is,
yeah,
this is a game you're supposed to win.
Absolutely. Like,
the one thing I know about NFL teams, good NFL teams, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat by any means necessary. So I can care less who the quarterback is. I can care less the change of the garment, the offensive line. This is a game the Steelers should win.
How bad do you – well, let me think how I want to phrase this. How much would you be keeping yourself up at night if you were a Steelers fan? Now, obviously, you played the game. It's different. You have a different mentality. But would Myles Garrett be keeping you up at night because of what he is capable of doing? He hasn't really done it when they come to Pittsburgh, but when they've been in Cleveland, he's wrecked games. How much would that keep you up at night?
I mean, if you're a fan, you shouldn't be up at night anyway because you're not putting a helmet on.
Oh, you know how much people care, though, B-Mac. They live and die with this
stuff.
Oh, I've
had nights where I haven't slept before games.
Pony puked 100%. Before he coached Pitt during a spring football game.
That is true.
I'm being sarcastic. But to answer your question, truthfully, you shouldn't be concerned. He can't score any points. And you have to respect and account for Myles Garrett, and I'm pretty sure they will have a game plan in place for Myles Garrett. But we should be okay, man. Like, this is a team offensively, seeing what we did last week. I can tell you this much, guys. I felt like if you were going to have a sleepless night, that should have happened in the Ireland game because of how difficult the Minnesota Vikings defensive unit has been.
Yeah.
The exotic pressures that they, you know, they utilize. They might not have that one dominant player like a Myles Garrett, but collectively how they go about their business, how they make things confusing – four offenses, that would have been the sleepless moment.
But they were vulnerable against the run, B-Mac. Like, it turned out that the one thing they weren't good at doing was defending what the Steelers really wanted to do, which is go big and then run it right at them. Cleveland is good at defending the run, though. Nobody's better at it right now.
Yeah, nobody is better at it. But I think the way we ran the football last week, or 2 weeks ago against Minnesota, should actually provide a sense of confidence in trying to get the running game going. But to your point, that's the thing I love about NFL football, listeners. When you talk about divisional matchups, it's like collegiate rivalries. You got to throw records and resumes out of the window. You know what I mean? Because anything can happen, and that's why if you're Pittsburgh, you take this game seriously. Do not play around with your food. Don't play around with your food to make this thing a four-quarter ball game because it shouldn't be a four-quarter ball game. Start fast, take them out in deep water, drown them in the first half, and get ready for next week.
Roethlisberger said on his podcast, if Dick LeBeau was coordinating the defense, he would be 100% sure that this game would be a Steelers win because of the way LeBeau tricked and bamboozled rookie quarterbacks. Do you agree with him on that?
Oh, no question. Coach LeBeau is a mastermind. Going against a rookie quarterback or a quarterback that was making two or three starts
yep.
in this league? No question. No question. And the thing about
well, why can't Coach Tomlin LeBeau? Just steal those ideas? He worked with him.
I mean, there's only one Dick LeBeau. There's only one mastermind. There's only one creator of Fire Zone. And the thing about Dick LeBeau, what he did was he never allowed us as a defensive unit to show what we're doing at any given time. He wanted to manipulate the quarterback. Heck, he manipulated some of the best quarterbacks. What do you think he was going to do against young quarterbacks that never seen anything on that level? We always have moving pieces. Think about when you used to watch us play. Only people that weren't moving were the guys that put their hand in the dirt. The second level, third level guys, we were always moving pieces on the chessboard. So it's hard to account for us when we're always moving.
Why isn't there as much of that pre-snap movement with Tomlin? Like, why he had to see up close, he was the head coach, how much it worked. Why not keep doing it?
Well, it all depends on, you know, Terrell Austin, if he's comfortable in doing that, you got to respect when you bring a guy in to call the coverages, to call the defenses, he's going to have his own nuances involved. Heck, if you look at the National Football League in totality, you don't see a lot of movement. The only team that consistently moves, especially in situational moments, is the Minnesota Vikings. Think about it. Like, when you watch defensive football play on Sundays, you don't see a lot of movement. That's why Troy was so special when we played.
Yeah.
Troy had the free range to move, and it made all of us better because now it felt like when you played against us, you played against 15 guys instead of 11.
Now, Roethlisberger also said playing the Browns at home feels like a second bye week. Do you agree with him on that?
Oh, Ben was talking his talk. Talk that talk, Seven.
Yeah.
No question. Talk that talk. We never lost to Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Correct. Now, what was your favorite memory, your favorite Steelers-Browns memory, B-Mac?
Oh, my goodness. I think it was the last game of our 2008 season, and we 31-0 them before we got off to get ready for playoffs, and we wanted to go off in that bye week.
I think Ben got concussed in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Something happened. He didn't play the whole game.
Yeah.
But we put up 30-plus on them, and I think they scored zero. I mean, might have scored seven.
They did. That's right.
Yeah. So that was that 08 year, and we wanted to go ahead and ride off into that bye week feeling good. And the goal was to not really – we wanted to treat that game like a preseason game, so we wanted to come out fast, drown them, and go ahead and get in, put it in cruise control and go ahead and pass some stats for the regular season before we get off to the playoffs. That's kind of disrespectful, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can be when you've never lost a game.
Correct.
That team.
When the streak, we know you don't drink, B-Mac, but the streak is old enough to drink of regular season wins.
21
for the Steelers
years.
Over the Browns.
21 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
03. I have a feeling I know how you're going to answer this, but I still want to get a former player's perspective, a guy who's won Super Bowls. Lamar Jackson, like a minute ago, got officially ruled out against the Rams. Now, it was probably going to be out, but now it's like in stone. He's not going to play this weekend. That is going to put the Ravens at a massive disadvantage that they were already at, and we saw how bad it was against Houston.
Yep.
So they are staring down the barrel, B-Mac, of 1-5. Tell me for real, don't give me the athlete speak of we're focused on our task at hand. How much are the guys in that locker room who know Baltimore on paper is the biggest threat paying attention to the fact that they should be 1-5 and putting a little extra on their plate saying, we got to win this, we got to win the next one. If we're 5-1, they're 1-5, they are in deep trouble.
It's not about focusing in on them potentially being 1-5. Regardless, you want to create separation from the rest of the pack.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Regardless of what's going on with Baltimore or not, you still want to create separation from Cincinnati. You beat Cleveland, you create more separation between yourself and the Browns. So it's not about watching what's going on in the neighborhood. It's about knowing what you got to do. You know, and right now, the last time I checked, the Steelers are sitting on the top of the AFC North. So what you want to do is continue to create separation from the rest of the pack. Allow them to be in that traffic jam of like records. And you don't people watch, you don't neighborhood watch, you just know what you got to do. Every year when we start the season, the first thing we talk about is team goals, right? Number one, win the division. That's the most important one because when you win a division, you guarantee yourself a seat in the tournament. This is one step closer to doing that. So regardless of what's going on with Baltimore, you know, they have some issues, they have some injuries. Nobody cares. Every opposing team is doing what? Applauding their problems. That's how the league works. But you still want to make sure you take care of your business. And you can take care of your business without watching what's going on in the neighborhood.
B-Mac, who wins on Sunday? And give me the guy who is the MVP of the Steelers and Browns.
All right. So last time we did this, I picked us to beat the Vikings, and we did.
Yep.
Who was my player last time? We got to keep track of this.
DK
now,
Metcalf.
And DK had a big game, didn't
he? Yes, he
not?
Did. Yep.
Hey, listeners, y'all might need to rock with me. I might have that rabbit foot in my back pocket. So
that you took
one,
back from Ireland, that four-leaf clover you found there.
I brought a bunch of them. I brought a bunch of them with me. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to have, these Steeler-Brown games kind of be ugly sometimes, but not necessarily ugly in Pittsburgh. They're uglier in Cleveland.
Yep,
I'm yes, gonna go, they are.
Give me 23-16.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So my game player, we're going to keep it with the offensive side of things.
Yep.
Go bold and say an offensive lineman. Say Broderick Jones is going to shut down Myles Garrett.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, is he going to line up on Myles Garrett's side every time?
Usually lines up on the right side. We had a Browns play-by-play man say that he typically is a right side guy.
Yeah, and that's Broderick left side.
Yep.
All right. Okay, this one I'm going to do. I'm going to split this one in half.
Okay.
Can I do this one?
Sure.
I'm going to give half to Broderick, and I'm going to give the other half to Darnell Washington.
I'm fine with that.
There you go. And if Myles Garrett has zero sacks, no forced turnovers, and the Steelers win, we're going to count that as a double win for you.
And get this, though.
Yep.
Darnell can play a part in protecting and helping protect against Myles Garrett. But this time, let's throw a fade ball to Darnell Washington in the red zone. This time.
Now, when you were in Ireland, did people recognize you as
Steelers corner Brian McFadden?
Is an adopted Irishman who comes on air and talks to us?
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. They really love the Steelers over there, like for real, for real.
Yeah,
they. It was a lot that recognized me. It was a lot that just wanted to be a part of the Steelers, what we were doing. There's a massive Steeler fan base in Ireland. Like they had a Steelers pop-up shop. It sold out in like 2 hours.
Wow,
BMAC. Was anybody enough of a super fan that they came up to you and said, BMAC, you made one of the biggest unsung plays in team history when you knocked that ball away from Reggie Wayne in 2005.
Yes, that was discussed a lot throughout the weekend, and I was amazed that folks still remember that, and I was amazed that people were aware of that lived over there.
It's one of my, and I'm not saying this because you come on with us and you're an awesome guest and an awesome dude, it is one of my favorite plays in Steelers history. I think it is a play that should get talked about more, and I still laugh when I think about the Colts losing that game and you making that big play down the stretch.
Man, I appreciate that, man. That's what sports is about, you know, memories that we will forever remember. And I'm just happy I was on a good side of a good memory.
And then Peyton Manning calling Vanderjack the idiot kicker after he shanked one about 30 yards
now,
to the right.
Now, did anybody come up to you and say, hey, that Filippone makes some good points. You should listen to him a little bit more.
Someone did tell me they keep giving him the pony. He talks too much trash.
Wow. If they had said you got to listen to Filippone, you should have asked them, how many Guinnesses have you had?
Yeah.
Question.
BMAC, thank you. We'll talk again next week. See ya.
I appreciate it.
Steelers Super Bowl champ Brian McFadden.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.